you can't line dance to dubstep. That's why you're listening to WLD 530 AM, home of Willamette's Wild Country Radio. Bill Henning here, Black Friday, playing you some great tunes, making sure that you are informed of all the great things going on in our community here in Willamette. Making sure that you also know of all the do's and don'ts this farming season. Making sure that you're aware of the deals that will make a difference in your farming life. One of these things is some composting tips. Now that we're past the harvest time of year, you probably have collected a fair amount of waste, and you probably are filling up your compost quite a bit. One tip for you for composting, make sure that you order special worms. You can't just use any old worms. You have to order the special composting worms, otherwise known as the Midwest Grumps. If you're new to Willamette, we have a special line of worms that are native to the Willamette County that have been used for, close to over 100 years already here in Willamette. And these worms are quite special, actually. They burrow down and reseed and multiply so that what would normally take a typical worm maybe, 2 weeks to break down waste, these suckers will break it down in 4 to 5 days. And let me tell you, that makes a huge difference if we're talking tons and tons of waste. You know, when you're collecting over a ton of waste per acre, that's a lot of waste. You got a long ways to go when you got them old worms. But when you got them Midwest Grumps, you can pretty much count on being clear by the time you start your seeding for the next farming season. So make sure you head on down to your local suppliers. I'm sure Big Bucks and a couple other places around town, maybe even some of the Tornado convenience stops carry these Midwest Grumps. They're kind of odd-looking ones, but let me tell you, they make a huge difference in breaking down your waste. Any kind of waste. If you are hearing this message, WLD Wild Country Radio is experiencing technical difficulties. Please enjoy this previously recorded material from Thursday, November 25th, 2021. Friday, November 26th, 2021. WLD wishes you a pleasant day here in beautiful Willamette. Waste, to be fair, food waste. I've even seen them break down some of my old oil from my diesel trucks. And I don't know how they do it, but the little suckers do it. They break it down and I don't know, I just end up with just wonderful manure. Speaking of manure, if you have cows, don't just always use cows. Maybe trade some of your cows for pigs. Mix it up a little. I tell you what, cow manure and pig manure complement each other. They work together. Just like we have to work with the rest of our farming community, you want to, the modern term nowadays is diversify. They say don't just farm with cows, don't farm with hogs only, don't just farm with bunnies, don't just farm with hens or chickens. Mix it up. Diversify your farming portfolio. That's right. And especially when it comes to manure, you're going to have a better time taking your product to other markets. Because manure is something which doesn't only rely on purebreeds. You need to have a mixture of different manure. Different animals chew it differently, they break it down differently, and it causes grass to grow a certain way, and it causes other things to grow certain ways. You just want to keep it fresh, varied, and it'll serve you, and it'll serve our farming community much better. So, as they say, spread the manure. Mix it up, get some cows and pigs and other types of livestock so that you can help diversify our farming community. Bill Henning here on WLD 530 AM, home of Willamette's Wild Country Radio. We're going to take a short break here, and when I come back, I'm going to treat you to another gem of the good old country catalog here at WLD.